time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru back at it again, msonewsports.com. How's it going, Nick?
Not bad. What's going on?
Not much. And before I forget, because we said we might try to mention it, but we had one player from the Merrimack Valley on a national semifinalist.
That's right.
In men's hockey Division III circles. And that was North Andover's Mitch Shaheen. He played for the New Hampshire Junior Monarchs. And then he's a senior forward. For Endicott, they lost in the semifinals to Hobart of upstate New York, which went on to win the whole thing. So not a bad showing down there. Good job, Merrimack Valley kid. And congratulations on being the best Endicott sports team in history. No one's ever made it that far.
Mm-hmm.
They won 23 games, so great season. Also great things, Nick. We're going to have Thomas Brown, our pal from Chelmsford, going down as one of the best wrestlers to ever come out of the Merrimack Valley. Only a sophomore now. He won a national title. We're going to talk to him.
Jeez.
Yep. There's all kinds of national titles going on in the Merrimack Valley because another kid, in addition to Thomas Brown, we won't have him on maybe later, but Methuen's own Nate Blanchett also won a national championship. Mm-hmm. Junior national championship. That is dominant performance over the weekend. Eagle Tribune has him with a 14-6 major decision over Omar Barrick of Florida to become the 170-pound junior national champion at NHSCA High School Nationals in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Now, I'm not sure if Thomas Brown was in the same tournament. I know they have like probably a couple of these things, a few of them, but we'll find out with Thomas. But nonetheless, Nick, we know of two Merrimack Valley national champs. How about that?
Unbelievable.
You gotta love it. All right, no more time wasted because we want to get on the line with Thomas, that young man at Chelmsford, hear all about his adventure to the national title. He pretty much ran through the states, right? New England's everything.
Yeah. We'll
find out all about it after the break. And then after him, we'll just catch up with some more final thoughts. That's our whole show. Ready to go? All right. Thomas Brown after the break.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, back with our one and only guest of the day. And Nick, we picked out a good one. We set a high standard here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We only have national champions on the call.
Exactly.
And we got one here. Thomas Brown, sophomore at Chelmsford High, going all the way to the end, literally winning a national title in his weight class for wrestling. Thomas, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to have to explain to our listeners the national title you won. I know, like, in some sports, there's, like, a couple of these things, events, but tell us about how you got there and what, you know, national title this was.
Yeah, so there's a place, like, I forget what it is, but it's, like, top Shoot.
Top something. Top.
Yeah. Top.
In New England, top, you had to. Yeah.
Yeah. Top something in states to make the nationals.
Well, Thomas, none of that matters for you because you win everything. Yeah. Like, well, you top. Never mind. Top this. Top that. You just win and you go.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have to place top certain amount. I forget what it is to make it, and then it's okay. Everybody, all the kids from around the country go to Virginia Beach and
that's Virginia what, Beach. Okay, so it was the same Nick. There was a kid from Methuen that also won a national title, right, Thomas? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, he's from Methuen. Goes to St. John's Prep.
Or was it Central or St. John's? I think it was Central.
Central.
Yeah, Merrimack Valley's own.
There's St. John's kid that also won. So,
Okay. Yeah. I get we get those two confused all the time too. And we do both shows, Thomas. We do a North Shore Sports Desk where we talk about the prep a lot, and then we do the Merrimack Valley where we talk about Central.
Yeah.
So there you go. Awesome.
Yeah, Thomas. I mean, take us to the tournament. I mean, obviously, the competition was top notch. How were you able to fight your way through so many good wrestlers?
Yeah. So. I obviously knew it was going to be a tough tournament. My freshman year, I took second. Lost to a kid from Omaha, Nebraska. His name's Tyson Terry. He wasn't there this year. This year I faced a kid from Ohio, Lucas Sternberg. Watched him before. He came fourth last year. Knew he was a good wrestler. Knew he was going to be a tough tournament. So,
yeah. Now, going up against that kid from Ohio in the finals, did you know anything about him before the tournament? Because you have, you can keep your eye on certain kids that you might think are going to be there at the end in Virginia, right? But did you get much insight on this kid, your opponent, outside of actually maybe watching him at the tournament?
So, my dad actually did like a lot of research before the tournament, because you can see on the website that they use, like the brackets flow. They tell you like everybody that's in the bracket, the town and state that they're from. So my dad actually did like a whole like he just researched every single one of them and made like a whole spreadsheet on every kid. So I kind of knew what to expect, and then came fourth last year, so I knew he was good. So
Good.
Is there more kind of game planning that happens when you're a heavyweight? I mean, I feel like you wrestle at 220, all the guys you're facing are 220. You wrestle at 195, they're all 195. I feel like at heavyweight, much larger.
Literally.
Yeah. So it's a 220 to 285, right? So you're facing a lot of different body types, a lot of kids of different sizes. Yeah.
At nationals can't really do like any like game planning, because like on video, like can't really see, it's hard to see how big they are and stuff, but like obviously you can see how big they are when you're there, but it's like at nationals, you just do the stuff that you know you're good at, like stick to the moves that you know you're good at. But like at like states and New England, you can kind of game plan for them, because you see them earlier in the year and you know what they do. You've watched them all year. So it's nationals a little different like that, because you haven't seen them all year. You never know how good that could have gotten 1 year,
Absolutely.
Thomas Brown's here, national champ for Chelmsford Wrestling. Thomas, when's the last time you lost a wrestling match?
Well, wrestling for Chelmsford, freshman year at New England's, but I've lost a few with my club team, Doughboy. I wrestle nationally, and I wrestle like upperclassmen. I wrestle everybody, so I'll go back to Virginia Beach like in like a month or two for the Virginia Beach duels.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's like a non-sanctioned, like high school-ish thing. It's like different.
Yeah.
It's like an AAU version of wrestling kind of thing.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So New England's the last time you lost, huh? So who was that? And did you get a rematch at this year's New England's?
So my freshman year, he was a senior.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
Yeah, he was. His name was Adolfo Betancourt. He's from Bishop Hendricken,
Rhode Island. Yeah.
Yeah. He was ranked like number 18 in the country or something like that when I wrestled him. So he was obviously a pretty good wrestler, and he beat me 2-0. So.
Okay.
I would have liked to get a rematch against him because I think I could beat him, but you know.
He's in college now.
Yeah, I think he's I forget where he's wrestling. He might be wrestling JWU, but
absolutely. Yeah.
Thomas, how do you prepare for these tournaments? What do you, can you fight? Sometimes wrestle like 5 times in a day. How do you kind of, you know, prepare for the long haul like that? I mean, it seems like such a grind.
Yeah. Just try to focus one match at a time. Just keep that like, all right, I got to win this match and the next one. Sometimes like to make it to the finals, it's like, oh, I have to wrestle 4 matches. But like, then if you lose one, you have to wrestle in the consolation bracket, which I could wrestle like, you could wrestle up to like 7 times.
And so yeah.
All right, I have to win this one, and then I don't have to. That's like one or two fewer matches that I have to wrestle today. Like win the first one, make it to the second round, and win this next one.
Yeah. It's always an easier path if you win those first couple, right? Nick, we know that from like Little League, right? If you're in the district tournaments, you just win the first couple. You only have like 4 games to get to the finals. Whereas if you're in the loser's bracket, man, you got to grind it out. So you're just, it's nonstop wrestling. I know you're still playing football, right? At Chelmsford next year.
Yeah.
So what's that like dividing line in terms of, you know, do the two sports, are they in sync in terms of your workouts? Like, hey, whatever I'm doing for wrestling is going to help me in football. Whatever I'm doing for football is going to help me in wrestling. Is it like that? Or do you have to put a few exercises aside because you're focusing on one sport or the other?
Yeah. So it's mainly like that. The wrestling helps for football. That's one of the main reasons why I wrestle and I got into wrestling. Pretty much heavyweight wrestling is like, it's just hand fighting, and your hand fighting, it's all upper body in your hips and your footwork. So like the O-line, D-line stuff, it's all hand fighting and footwork and inside control. So it's pretty much it.
Do you have a man behind the curtain helping you with this interview?
He's just yelling at me from the other room, like,
say this, say that, tell him this, tell him that. Is that Dad?
He's yelling at me from the other room. So he does that.
Excellent. Thomas, where do you play? I know you mentioned both lines. What do you prefer, offense or defense? I feel like a lot of wrestlers, defense is kind of their game. You can use your hands a little more on defense than offense.
I definitely like defense more. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm a little better at offense, so it's. I'd like to play football in college, and most colleges are looking at me for O-line, but I like them both, but I kind of prefer D-line.
Nice. You strike me as someone who's good at blocking down. Is that?
I love pulling.
Yeah,
I was a guard, so I got pulled a lot.
Locking down, you're using football insider terms right now. What to the average listener, Nick, does blocking down mean?
I mean, like blocking down along the line. So you're like a tackle, you'll block like the defensive tackle and go kind of, you know, down.
Like diagonal?
I guess. You're not blocking the guy in front of you, you're blocking the guy down. Okay. You know.
Okay. All right. I guess I get it. Yeah. It's the next guy over. Next guy over.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So right now, you told us earlier, Thomas Brown here, national champion, Chelmsford Wrestling, sophomore, halfway through college, high school. What's like right now? So you're doing like the, like I said, the AAU version of wrestling. That's what's keeping you busy right now. And you're going to head back down to Virginia later for another national tournament.
Yeah. So the one that I'm doing later, is like club nationals, like team nationals. So it's like, There's a difference between like dual meets and tournaments. Dual meets, it goes, it's like basically your team versus like another team, and you go through each lineup. So like they start at the 106 weight class, and then work all the way up to heavyweight. There's what 13 or 14 weight classes that work all the way up. And then like depending on how much you win by, you get like a certain amount of points for your team. So. Yeah. And they're set up like bracket formation, and whoever wins.
Yeah. How does one celebrate a wrestling national title? What happened that night?
That night? Not much.
Just went back to the hotel and chilled? Ordered a pizza or something?
Pretty much. Two of my friends from Chelmsford actually drove down. They were on my football team. They drove down actually and surprised me there and watched me wrestle the entire weekend. So I went to their hotel after, and we went on the beach. We had two or three beach chairs out, and we were just sitting there, and just we had a few fishing lines in the water, and we were just chilling there and talking.
Did everyone like, oh, hey, it's Thomas Brown, man. He's
not there was nobody on the beach.
Who were the, give him a shout out. Who were the kids that came down?
Ryan Ward and Shake Harbinow.
Okay. Are they sophomores as well?
No, they're both seniors.
Oh, that's awesome. So the older kids supporting the young fella. I love that.
Yeah.
What was the post game, like post wrestling meal? Like what was the celebratory meal that day?
That day, I got a cheeseburger. With some cheeseburger and fries at Texas Roadhouse.
Wow. So he went with the cheeseburger celebration. I guess there's nothing wrong with that, you know? I was thinking steak, but...
I had both my older brothers overnight, actually, just before I hopped on the call, and we had some steak, had a calzone, so...
A steak and washed down with a calzone. That sounds like the heavyweight wrestler that we know and love. Oh man. So many good things going on, Thomas. And you know, Chelmsford Wrestling itself, you know, had a great season too, right? Yeah. I mean, talk about that a little bit. How you guys did in the Merrimack Valley, you thought, and what's exciting you about Chelmsford Wrestling itself, you know, next winter.
Yeah. So this year we lost twice in the MVC. We lost three duels in total. I think we went like 22 or 23 and 2 as a team in dual meets. And then we won like three or four tournaments. We came second in the MVC behind Methuen. Methuen was actually our second to last duel. And whoever won, Methuen was undefeated. We beat everybody except for Tewksbury, but Tewksbury had lost like two or three times to other FVC teams that we beat. So Methuen was undefeated. We only lost to one other FVC town. And whoever won that duel won the FVC. And we lost by like six or like three or four points. It was definitely tough. But I think We had a lot of underclassmen this year. A lot of sophomores actually starting like in the lineup this year. So I think we'll be good next year. And I think we'll be really good my senior year. So
yeah,
and we have some promising freshmen, like one or two that were able to crack the lineup in like the middle of the year and we're in and out, and then a few that couldn't cracked lineup just because where their weights were, and like they had other really good kids in front of them. But I think we're going to be really good my senior year and really pretty good next year.
You got other heavyweights on your team in Chelmsford?
No other heavyweights, but we got quite a few like 220 pounders and 195 pounders.
Yeah, so that's who you go toe to toe with when you're practicing.
Yeah, and then my older brother Bobby, he's 35 and he's like, He's my size, but way more filled out than me. So he beats up on me at practice. He'll come in the room.
Nice. Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah. I mean, man, congratulations. What a run. you know, the streak is alive, the winning streak. I mean, geez, I mean, not a lot of kids can say, yeah, last time I lost was last season when you're in a season. So we wish you the best of luck, Thomas Brown of Chelmsford, and nothing but congratulations and many more steaks and calzone nights.
Thank you.
I should ask, be specific. What's the calzone type? Like, what did you get?
A rodeo cheeseburger calzone. So that's cheeseburger, onion rings, barbecue sauce.
Oh, the works.
Oh, yeah.
Cheeseburger calzone. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I usually get like the cheesesteak calzone, right? Like, that's a good one, yeah, too, you know?
But my wrestling, one of my wrestling coaches actually owns a pizza place right where I live, right? It's called Zesty's. It's right in Chelmsford Center.
All right.
One of the best places around.
Well, tell him to hit us up. We just gave him a little shout out. So maybe he can do a little sponsorship of the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. The Zesty's Wrestler of the Week, you know?
Yeah.
Win a free calzone. No, that's good stuff, man. Hey, thanks for taking the time on this late night, on a school night. So get some rest and focus on the books. And we will talk to you soon, Thomas Brown. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Thomas Brown of Chelmsford in the books. My goodness, Nick.
Yeah, he's impressive, to say the least.
You've seen the pictures of him, right? And it's like, the kid doesn't look like he has an ounce of fat on him.
No, I mean, like, exactly. He is. Know,
that's what's scary.
What's he about? 6'3", 250, I'd say. And yeah.
I'm looking at him. And the more I look at him, I just say, oh my God, huge Division I major college lineman. It's like a done deal. He looks like a lineman.
And if he's a guard, he can move, obviously. So
yeah, he'll be getting soon enough. He'll be going to like combines down south, I'm sure. Because I used to do like this one time like coverage of like Alabama high school football or something, right? Remember Gotten Plan, you know. He had some kind of business or something.
Yeah.
Down there and publication. And I would watch the combine videos and man, it's a competition. And that's probably the one thing he needs to do is get in front of those Southern defensive ends and try to block them.
Yeah. It's funny. I asked him about the blocking down, you know, former teammate of mine back in the day kind of was, you know, specialized at it. He kind of take the defensive end, block him in the defensive tackle, and then take the linebacker too. I can picture, you know, Thomas being able to do such a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be a terror next year in the Merrimack Valley football circles in the fall. I'm looking forward to watching that. And he just talked about it himself. Look how competitive Merrimack Valley wrestling is. I mean, Methuen beat Chelmsford, and they have their share of individual performers outside of national champions as well. But good stuff. Thomas Brown, Chelmsford Wrestling, congrats once again. Let's take a break, and on the other side, finishing up with our little chatter to end the show, Merrimack Valley sports-wise.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self-Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it for one more segment. Here we are, a couple minutes. Thomas Brown, Nick, good stuff.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Great family, rich history, And that young man is someone I do not want to piss off ever.
Let's say I wouldn't want to go up against him. I don't envy his opponents that way.
Let's have a sports desk crossover to have the Toppin kids out of Gloucester wrestle them. Are they both in that category? Like, he's the biggest category, the heavyweight.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah. So the Toppin's are 220 and 195.
That'll be a battle. Yeah. I think with Thomas Brown, they might need two Toppins, though. It's good. He's great. All right. Let's finish up, though. We're excited. We'll probably have some games to talk about next week, we think, at least lacrosse. Right. Yep. So we're looking forward to that. Get some spring coaches, spring athletes on the horn the next 3 months. So looking forward to it. All right. Any final thoughts, Nick? All good?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm just ready for some games.
Yeah, me too. Anxious. Let's wrap this up. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're here every week. MSOsports.com, run by Kelly Media. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week.